Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Hoffman. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheldon Jones. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sheldon Jones. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlcup. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. And now, play ball. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman takes first base on ball four. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is hit by the pitch. Gordon moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockman scores. Gordon moves to third. Mize moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a line drive into left field. Lockman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lockman. Adams moves to third. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mize hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Gordon moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Merriman takes first base on ball 4. Stahlcup moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stahlcup scores. Merriman moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Reds, 1. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields it and throws to second for the out. Merriman moves to third. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vander Meer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cooper moves to third. Rigney moves to second. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Stahl Cup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mueller strikes out. One out. Johnny Vander Meer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vander Meer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vander Meer hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mize for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. Marshall goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahl Cup fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cooper moves to third. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl Cup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stahl Cup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merriman moves to second. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirostek hits a line drive into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mize hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz pinch hits for Johnny Vandermeer. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Erott now pitching. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stahlkup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Merriman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Erod. Lockman scores. Mize moves to second. It's 6-1, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirostek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Wirostek reaches second base with a double. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirostek scores. It's 6-2, Giants. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bloodworth moves to second. Chuck Kress pinch hits for Eddie Erod. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Kent Peterson now pitching. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Augie Gallen now playing first base. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stahlkup hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Merriman hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Sauer moves to second. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Wirostek takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-4 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.